It's time to travel to the next room with Jane Asher, an exploration of the bigger picture surrounding life on Earth and what follows. Now, here's your host, Jane Asher, on Empower Radio.
Welcome back. We are going to talk to my dear friend, Michelle Little, and she is the curator and the founder of the Beautiful Dying Expo. It is in the inaugural year. It's in San Diego. It is coming up actually in a couple weeks. So it is the first Saturday of November. Welcome to the show, Michelle. I can't wait to find out what's going on with the Beautiful Dying Expo.
Thank you, Jane. This has been a wonderful experience all the way around, including your podcast with me. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Okay, so last time we talked, we were just getting started. So the event, this is a Beautiful Dying Expo. It's November 2nd. It's in downtown San Diego. There's a great website. It's called beautifuldying.com if you want to know more about it. So just kind of like...
It's actually beautifuldyingexpo.com, and it's going to be at the San Diego Convention Center this year.
Okay, great. All right. So what is the Beautiful Dying Expo for somebody that has absolutely no clue what we're talking about?
Yes, good question. Beautiful Dying Expo is a trade show of sorts where all of the end of this life kind of companies and organizations and businesses and hospitals and hospices come together to share what they know, their tools and resources, all of the new things that are occurring right now, and sharing all of that information out to the public. So this whole expo is really about what is available to us as individuals living in the United States, and what's available to us to really move forward from this fear of talking about dying and death to a place of empowerment to be able to say, wow, I get it. And there is just this continuum of life and death together. There's no real end, but perhaps a change. And so I'm trying to share with people what's available, the resources, the tools, the physicians, what is an advanced healthcare directive? What does that all look like? And how is it that I can move forward in my world to celebrate my life right now by taking care of pieces of my life that should be taken care of today?
Okay. And is it a trade show? It's like an expo. It's November 2nd. It's all day long, and it's at the beautiful San Diego Convention Center. And this is, again, this coming November 2nd. What does it cost to get in? Is there a fee?
So it's free to attend the exhibit floor.
Awesome.
We have 24 exhibitors. We have workshops also at the same time. So the convention center, the expo itself opens at 9:30, ends at 5:30.
Okay.
Our workshops and panels begin at 10 o'clock and end at 5:15. You go from the expo directly into these workshops. The workshops are $49. First come, first served. Pick your unlimited workshops. Pick your workshops and go to them. They are pretty amazing. At the Beautiful Dying Expo website, beautifuldyingexpo.com, you can find all of this information under exhibitor page and the workshop panel page. It's going to be absolutely amazing. If you don't know who Dr. Karen Wyatt is, she is going to be hosting the panels, the morning and afternoon panels, with the most amazing people on the panels. And we can go through that later if we still have time. But definitely go to the website and see for yourself what's there, what's available, who's there for you.
Okay. Well, let's talk about, you know, we've got time and we should give these people their props. So let's talk about some of the exhibitors. Who's going to be there and what can I expect by wandering around through the different exhibits?
Okay. So we'll start with the exhibitors. And what's really interesting and wonderful about them is that they're all I would say 90% of the exhibitors are all sharing their brand new products, services, tools, resources with the public at this beautiful dying expo. So we have acupuncture for pets, for instance. Her name is Dr. Liz Fernandez, and she'll be there talking about health and balance of the body, mind, and heart and spirit. She talks about her relationships with beings, where how love blossoms. We have the Balboa Park Holistic Wellness Center with Lisa Nicholson. She talks about her life and how to heal in different capabilities and capacities through her work that she does using acupuncture, nutritional counseling, supplements, and so on. We're talking about 24 exhibitors, so I'll just go through them really fast. We have Dignity okay. Memorial. We have, they're going to be talking about veterans and what's available to veterans and their families. We have DYI Dying, Do-It-Yourself Dying. She's her name is Sean and Adame, and she does work with end-of-life documents, creating sacred space, vigil planning, in-home vigil support, living funeral and after-death care. We have Olivia Melody, who brings in her beautiful crystal bowls and sound healing. And we have end-of-life choices, California, Lynn Calkins. It's a brand new company, organization that's come together to share all the resources that you possibly need in California. A total advocacy company and supporting people with wishes that may not be met right now. We wow. have Threshold Home Funerals with Eric Putt. He has been around San Diego for many, many, many years. He has the most amazing company that really helps with funeral arrangements, bringing in the at-home funeral essence to bring home that home, bring them home and okay, have a beautiful death at home. We have Danny Engwart, who has a book called Good Grief, Finding Joy Through Mandalas. We have the UCSD School of Medicine working through the body donation program. VITAS, which is a wonderful hospice. We have Seaport Home Health and Hospice, who is our sponsor this year, and they provide life-changing services for San Diego. We have the San Diego Coalition of Compassionate Care. We have Living Reese Memorial, which is going to be phenomenal. We have Joshua Tree Memorial. All of these companies and businesses and organizations are here to share their wares with the public on what's available with the most compassionate people I've ever met.
Wow. It's extraordinary.
Really believe that it's been quite an experience meeting each one of them as a family member. We had our exhibit meeting, our Zoom meeting yesterday. I think it was last night or the night before. I don't even remember anymore, where everybody met each other on the Zoom call. And, now we all know each other and networking and working together as a family. So that's really great. And I would say 80 are also having their workshops. So each one of them has their own special moments to share with us what's available, how to work through grief, how to get supported, learning about transforming cremains into living reefs that bloom with an abundance of life. And that's right off from the website through Living Reef Memorials. We have Sacred Living, Sacred Dying as one of our topics. That's with Sharon Lund. She's flying in from Hawaii. She's going to share her near-death experiences, what it's like to live with HIV. She's a publisher. She does workshops and speaking engagements throughout the world. Everybody's amazing. I'm just going to keep saying how amazing everybody is, because I'm really blown away at the way that they believe in Beautiful Dying Expo, believing in, you know, this hard work I've been doing for the last 2 years, seeing that they'll be able to be available to the public with any questions that anyone has. We understand that it's a scary thing to talk about, and I want to be able to take that conversation from that scary moment into a action plan and a healing plan. And we will have people, therapists, on call at the Beautiful Dying Expo to talk with anybody if they need support. But basically, this is really about celebration of life. It's all through the theme of Dia de los Muertos, Day of the Dead, celebrating those that have passed, and remembering the happiness and the joy of living. And that's what we're really trying to portray here at this expo, is that. So check out the Beautiful Dying Expo website. Go to the exhibitor page. Go to the workshop page. Read everything that's going on. Sign up. You can register through Eventbrite. You can register through the website itself and transfer yourself right over to the Eventbrite page. So again, see the exhibitors and meet with the exhibitors and participate from that perspective is totally free. The workshops are $49 for one person, $80 for two. We have an evening event with Stephen Jenkinson from Orphan Wisdom School out of Canada. He is totally amazing and blown away. If you don't know who he is, please take a look at the website, see who he is, what's going on with him, a little bit about it from my perspective. His talks, he's got these discussions that he does all over the world. He also has a band, and they're going on tour soon. What we're having is him coming to talk of Die Wise, Tangled Garden of Wisdom and Grief. And he is going to be, you know, talking about what it's like to sit by thousands of people's sides as they transition, and to talk about, you know, what grief is and what the difference is between grieving and depression, and knowing it so that you can really feel like, wow, I'm grieving right now. I'm not depressed, and finding different tools to help people get through any type of dying event that's happened or has or will happen or anything like that. So it's been a ride, and I'm so excited. You know, we are at the convention center now, so it's going to be great. We're overlooking the bay, and it's just a beautiful setting.
Well, good. BeautifulDyingExpo.com. And Michelle Little is my guest tonight. Just so many beautiful, wonderful exhibitors, good people there. And you know, truly, just go to the website. I mean, it's pretty awesome that, acupuncture for pets. I mean, who would have thought that? And Conscious Dying Institute is going to be there, and Dignity Memorials. And I mean, there's so much to the art of dying that helps us with the art of living. And so I love that it's called the Beautiful Dying Expo, because it just alleviates a lot of that, as you call it, scariness, which I don't find death scary at all. I think that it's just natural. It's part of life. And I think the conversation is starting to change, don't you?
I do. And I am also not scared of this either, but, you know, I've been talking to a lot of individuals the last 2 weeks specifically about, I just don't know if I can do this. I just don't know if I can come. And so that was one of the reasons why I brought that up, that, you know, some of us know that, you know, talking about our own dying and death can be scary. Mm-hmm. And, but when, you know, but here's the other thing that really, you know, it's come to, you know, the top of my head to talk about is we watch movies and TV shows and, you know, these series of TV shows. And there is, I don't think that there is any TV show or movie that I have seen in the last few years, I'd say the last 10 years, that does not have some essence of death in it. Someone died, you know, it starts off with a movie with someone died, but here's the, you know, 6 months before this is what was, and the whole movie starts there.
Right.
And it's like, you know, we'll watch it on TV. We'll watch these things on TV. We'll watch reality shows, TV shows that deal with the police and forensic studies and things like this. But when it comes to talking about it on a one-to-one, it's like, oh, you know, there's this taboo that, yes, it's changing. And I agree with you, Jane, but then there are people out there that are not able to meet that right now. Like I have a friend today, she's looking at volunteering. She's a phenomenal volunteer person. And she's like, Michelle, I'm so scared. I just don't know how to move forward. You know, I want to help. I want to do this, but I've got this fear. And so we talked about her fear. We talked about, you know, what that looks like. And everyone's fear is different, and everyone's movement into this possibility of having this conversation and moving it into an action plan is changing, but it's also got this little bit of hesitation. And once we understand what that hesitation is and what that looks like as an individual, we can totally move through it. And knowing that you're not alone going through it, I think is a really big thing too.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. And, you know, just to open up and have these conversations with family, friends, your children, you know, your living relatives, whatever. It's a good thing to kind of break open and just sort of start having these kind of conversations. My sister Gail recently turned everyone on in the family to this workbook. It's just this real simple workbook. It's called I'm Dead, Now What? And it's got a little...
Oh, yes, I've heard of it.
Yeah. And it's so cool because it's about like, okay, what about your passwords? What about your bank accounts? What about your social media? You know, what about your jewelry? What about, you know, just all those other little things that maybe you wouldn't put like in your will or your living trust or whatever. All of that stuff, like, you know, get rid of this, do that. Do you want your remains donated? All that good stuff.
So that's in my book. I just published Exit Papers 101. We had talked about that, but it's been published. It's out on Amazon.com. It's called
What's the name of it?
101.
I'm sorry. What is it called?
Exit Papers 101. Prepare for the final.
Okay, great. Awesome. So, I do not have a copy of that, or I probably wouldn't have bought I'm Dead, Now What? So is that what Exit Papers 101 is all about?
Exit Papers 101 has 11 modules. Yes, it has some of that in there. It has all of what you just said in this book. It talks about everything from your critical information for your digital assets and your letter of instruction to all about who you are, from your personal inventory to your children to your military history, into your extended family. You know, who are your parents, your siblings, your aunts, uncles, grandparents, and most important in that module is your medical summary list. Yeah. So that you know what's happened. So when you pass this book on, people, you know, your children know who's who and what's what and where things are. And then it goes into modules 3, 4, and 5, from banking, stocks, bonds, to insurance policies, benefits, and plans. And then going into module 6, which is the real estate, all about your residence, if you have any timeshares, farmland, also a declaration of trust is in that particular module. So then we go into possessions, personal property and resources, into any lawsuits or judgments you have, into estate planning, which is probably one of the most important pieces of this entire book, doing your durable power of attorney, what's a will, what's your codicils, living trust and gifts, and then And then what I believe is the very, very most important is your choices of directives and critical documents, which talks about your advanced health care directive, your pulse, your advanced death care directives, and going into charities and body donations. So this book, modules 1 through 11, talks specifically, it's a checklist book, making sure that you have all of this paperwork done. If it's not placed into this book, to have it, have that information by the book, so that your loved ones, when you've transitioned, can get to your book and have it and it be complete. So the biggest part of all of this is that there's an online free webinar after you purchase the book. And so what I do is I gift you with a 30-minute question and answer forum online to review or cover any questions that anybody has about the forms that are in the book. And there's also an introduction to your life care planning, which is all about information, resources, and creating a perfect foundation for your dying and death experience. So, you know, what we have through the Beautiful Dying Company is a new and innovative end-of-life choices that give you, you know, new awareness of self-empowerment. So those particular end-of-life choices through Beautiful Dying has each there's a dying and death event planning package that's unique to each individual. It's private and confidential. So when you're ready, you choose to have your family members involved, we can arrange them to include them into the conversation. But yeah, so I worked 2 years, almost 2.5 years on this book, and I finished it and I published it on Sunday.
Oh my goodness. Well, that's great. Congratulations.
Thank you. Forgot to tell you about that.
Yeah, that's okay. You've got other things going on. So we have a few minutes left. Michelle Little is here tonight. It's the Beautiful Dying Expo, beautifuldyingexpo.com. It is the Dying and Death Expo, November 2nd, 2019, in beautiful San Diego. And may I say that October and November are like two of the most pristinely cool months here. There's a lot less tourist, and it's beautiful, and the weather is just gorgeous. So come on down. It's going to be right downtown, too. It's at the beautiful convention center, great walking area. It's right down on the water, and all kinds of great. There's expo floor. There's interactive workshops. There's panel discussions. You're going to, you know, you can do just about anything. And if you're interested, are you still looking for volunteers, Michelle?
Yes, we are actually looking for volunteers for Friday to help set up with the exhibitors, helping them bring in their supplies and resources to place into the exhibit hall. So that would be from 1 o'clock to about 8 o'clock at night on Friday.
Okay, great.
And then on Saturday we could definitely use some volunteers helping us move workshop presenter items into a different room so that each workshop flows beautifully. Okay. And then I also, what was I going to say? Anyway, go ahead. You finish.
Well, no, it's okay. We just have a couple more minutes. Is there anything that you really need? Is there sponsorship money that could help with such a cool expo? Obviously, we just covered volunteers. You have all the expo space is spoken for, and you have a great speaker coming in. Is there anything else in the final moments here that you could use?
So, yes, and I appreciate you asking. We are still looking for sponsorship. We have a sponsor that's phenomenal, and I'm really happy with our processes moving forward. And so if you wanted to learn more about any of our sponsorship programs, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, and I can send you the sponsorship packages to look through. That would be that.
Okay. Awesome. And what's the best way for someone to contact you if they're interested in volunteering or sponsorship or just, you know, picking up tickets to come see Stephen Jenkinson? What's the best way for them to contact you?
Through the website, beautifuldyingexpo.com.
Okay.
And all the information to volunteer is on the website. Contact us is on the website. So please reach out to me that way. That would be awesome. I also wanted to just say one more thing, if I could, about the panels.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to let you know about the morning panel. It's called the Comfort Measures and Caring for the Dying panel. It's featuring leading industry experts sharing information on how to reveal symptoms and optimize comfort as patients undergo the dying process. And then the evening panel is all about the end of life choices and planning. It includes legal expertise, getting your affairs in order, lively discussion about alternatives to traditional funerals and services that are available.
Okay.
And just knowing what choices are available to you is incredibly important and empowering. So
fantastic.
I wanted to share that information.
Good. All right. You're so welcome. Thank you, Michelle Little, the Beautiful Dying Expo. You can go to beautifuldyingexpo.com. Coming up, the trade show, November 2nd, 2019, in beautiful San Diego. Just hit up the website and talk to Michelle about anything if this sounds interesting to you. So much success to you. And I sure hope it's just a really, really great first year for this.
Join Jane again next week for The Next Room on Empower Radio as she examines the beliefs, traditions, and personal evidence of connection with those who have moved on to the next room.